Max, how did the week go taking first team reps?
It's a great week, man. It's a lot of fun being there with the guys and, you know, a plan, kind of what I felt like I've learned over the past, the rest of much of the season so far. And, it's a blessing to be out here with the guys, and I'm very grateful for it. And can't wait to go out there on Sunday with the guys.
I know guys say you practice and prepare the same time every week, but I'm sure there's different elements to this week for you. What's been different for you this week?
Yeah, I made the comment that, you know, everyone's an all-star, everyone's an all-pro when you're not taking the reps. You're the guy in the back kind of taking mental reps. And, you get to third down day, for example, and it's a big day for anywhere you go. And it was a wake-up moment again of a reality of, you know, getting back in the swing of things as the guy. And, I felt like, we all handled it pretty well. The huddle was great this week, and that's all you need with energy, the huddle.
Max, KO has talked a lot about your ability to process information. Where do you think that shows up most in your game?
I think my, I pride myself on being the most prepared guy in the field at all times, and that's just something that I feel like, caters to my strengths. And I was never the most athletic guy, never the strongest guy, but I felt like I could do it better with my mind in the field. And that's playing NFL quarterback, in my opinion. And I'm always challenging myself to do that to the best of my ability. And, I feel like it's in and out of the huddle with some tempo. It's, getting the right cans and the right checks, as much as you can throughout the game. And there's going to be ups and downs, but it's about mental resiliency through the game. And I felt like the guys did a really good job with that this week, where things may not be perfect, but we're getting the play off and executing the play well. And that's all you hope to get from the team.
What have you heard from Justin Jefferson this week?
Say it again.
What have you heard from Justin Jefferson this week?
The one thing I like about Justin right now is his leadership and his energy. I felt like, this week he was mentally locked in and dialed in. And, for a guy that hasn't gotten a lot of reps with at quarterback, it can be tough sometimes as the older guy getting ready to go play on Sunday. And I felt like he handled himself really well. And you can feel his presence in the huddle. And, that's what you want from the guy, from the number one receiver. So I'm really proud of him for that. I'm excited to go, get with him this Sunday.
Max, I guess building off of that, guys have talked all season amid the ups and downs about just the culture and the closeness of this locker room. I mean, how much does that help just knowing that the guys are fully behind you and heading into Sunday?
Yeah, it helps a lot. You go into a locker room and it can be clicky sometimes, and that's not this locker room at all. You guys have been around this place, and there's not a click in this locker room. Everyone is one big melting pot. And coming into that as a QB is really cool, where you feel like you kind of just mesh right in with the huddle and mesh right in with the team. And, breaking the team down today was really cool. And everyone just felt there was a really cool unity with the team. And I'm proud and honored to be a part of that. And I'm excited to, for the team to go showcase that this weekend on Sunday.
What do you think Sunday is going to be like just before the game?
I feel like it's going to be, hopefully like every other game that we've had. And, for me, it's a really cool opportunity for, my first start to be in Seattle. And I've heard a lot of great things about Seattle. And, it's a really cool spot, again, to start off hot. And, this team is ready for the opponent, ready for the week. I felt like, again, our preparation was incredible this week. And so all we can do is fall back on the preparation that we've had so far. And I felt like we've prepared really well.
Have you had to fight against letting your emotions get too high this week ahead of the first start of your career? Or do you think you're equipped to?
I don't think it's a fight. Yeah, I don't think it's a fight. I think it's a good dynamic of up and down. And as a quarterback, you always want to stay as even keel as possible. And that's going through the week. That's going on game day. And it's visualizing the spot you're going to go play. And it's visualizing this play working out great. This play maybe not going so well, and then bouncing back for the next one. And that's playing quarterback at all levels. And that's, as long as you're preparing that way, I think you put yourself in a really good spot to go have success with the team. And the moment you start, getting out of your shoes a little bit and, losing your spot mentally on the field, being present, is when, you start to go downhill a little bit. And I won't let myself do that.
Are you nervous?
No, I think, that's a good question. I think for quarterbacks, nerves versus nervous is a really important distinguish between. I think it's great to have nerves because that's what locks you in. But the nervous piece comes with anxiousness, and that's not me, and that's not this team. I think the nerves, you grow up playing from, third and fourth grade, and you're like, oh, I can't wait for game day. I'm riding in the car with my mom to go play, Saturday with the guys and the kids playing little peewee football, and you have those nerves, but that's what makes you great. And then you go to the NFL, it's the exact same thing. You have to have those nerves to play great, and this team capitalizes and owns those, and that's why we have playmakers in this room to go win football games.
Max, do you have any relationship with Mike McDonald? And then what do you see when you watch that defense out there?
I don't. It's really cool. Mike McDonald went to my high school, or I went to his high school, whatever, whoever wants to say first. He was there first, so I'll give him that one. And it's really cool, though. I think that'll be a really cool connection. And, you know, I'm excited to go against his defense. He's done some really cool stuff in this league, and I think it's a great challenge as a rookie guy to come in and be able to try to decipher what's going on and pick apart what they're giving you every single play. And I know this team, this offense, wouldn't want anything more than to have that challenge. I don't think that we shy away from that, and me included, and I'm excited for that challenge, this opportunity.
Max, what has the process been like of just digesting the game plan and figuring out checks and cans and all the things that you have more control of at the NFL level? There's just probably more detail to it than college. What's that process been like?
Yeah, I mean, I think compared to college, I think you know, Coach Harbaugh and the offensive staff of the Gophers did an amazing job preparing guys for the NFL, in my opinion. I think we have, you know, we have 30-syllable play calls over there with two or three plays a play. And so, again, similar here in the NFL. And, you know, you add the entire complexity of an NFL defense to go against now, and it adds another layer. And that's just, you have to fall back in your preparation. The more you're prepared, the more you can, you know the ins and outs of your protections, your schemes, your, you know, what spots in the field you feel like may be voided. You know, the better you can be against a different, you know, a more complex defense. And versus Seattle this week, that's probably what we're going to get. And, you know, that's, it's going to be on us to know exactly where we are at the right times and, you know, get the right protection calls going and execute the play to the best of our ability.